This is Phil Rowe on Cambridge 105 Radio.
After an absence of just over 4 years, the South Cambridge Physiotherapy Clinic is back at the Goldie Boat Club by the River Cam. They continued to look after the men's crew throughout the time the treatment area was unavailable there. The Goldie Boat Club now is up and running again. It's undergone significant extensions and improvements, resulting in it now being the home to the Cambridge University men's and the ladies' crews. It's also used for all the land-based training, plus physiotherapy treatment rooms where South Cambridge Physio have just started to hold regular clinics. Physios from SCP, whose main clinic is in Hawkston, were looking forward to getting back to the Goldie Boat Club. Janet Rosie, who founded the practice in 1995, has a long history of involvement with sports injuries and extensive spinal experience. The practice began working with Cambridge University Boat Club back in 2011, and over the years, her team has grown to include 10 chartered physiotherapists and a sports therapist, certainly a group of highly qualified people. Janet Rosie and Lindsay McQuatt came into our studios to talk to me recently.
South Cambridge Physiotherapy have been involved with the Cambridge University Boat Club since 2011. We run a private practice and looked after the men's crews. And then we had to move the private practice out due to a huge development that's been happening with the boat club, and the men's and ladies teams are now working out of the same building. And as in from September 2017, we're back opening our practice up again, so we can see private patients there, and also we're still looking after the men's crew, which we've done throughout, and also we're looking after the ladies' crews as well at the moment, so busy.
Which is the new installation for you, if you like. So you're in a new environment. You've been in there only a few days?
Yep, not very long at all. So we're still getting things sorted out, but we're getting there bit by bit. Checked our flyers today and getting the website updated, so we're getting there.
Have you settled in nicely to your new environment?
I think we have, haven't we?
Yes.
Just over the river, before Chesterton. And we must remember there are two university boathouses in Cambridge.
Well, there's all the various college boathouses, but there's just the one Cambridge University Boat Club where the men and women train here, and their other boat club is a new £4 million development up at Ely. So they've got a big boat club there, and that's where they do all their water training.
Are you based purely in Cambridge, or do you sometimes go up to Ely to work with them?
Presently, we're based here, aren't we?
So, South Cam's Physio, you've been in business, shall we say, as a private concern and practice for a number of years. Janet, you were actually the instigator. You started the whole thing up.
I did. A long time ago, we had Stansted Airport. We had a practice there and the practice at Hawkston. As in now, we have the boat club. We were at a boat club and still at Hawkston. And we have a team of 11 of us and 2 admin. So we've got 10 chartered physiotherapists, and we've got Lindsay here, who's a very, very experienced sports therapist.
Lindsay, welcome. You've just come back from London. You've been along to some very special games over the last week.
The World Para Athletic Championships. It was amazing. One of the best moments of my career so far.
How were you supporting the athletes?
I was a volunteer, and I was in the medical tent, actually, at the stadium. So we just dealt with whichever teams came in, either before their competition or after. And I also had a couple of shifts at the hotels with the teams, which was, brilliant.
And we've all seen physiotherapists at work. It always looks amazing when it happens, so even if you're on the side of a football pitch or working with a team that's been playing a match, even in rugby. But you work more with athletes for track and field?
A bit of a mix. This is my 4th year with the boat club now. I'm more rowing now, but I do love the track and field side of things.
Now, with the rowing, then, are you playing alongside, if you like, your support? When I say playing, you're working as a support with both the first team and the Goldie boats for both the women and men?
Yes, they start off with a big squad at the beginning, and then they slowly cut it down to get down to the Goldie squad and then the blue boat. So, I think we've started with about 30, approximately, for the men and the women, and it's slowly gets cut down over the year.
And the nice thing, over the last 2 years, the women's race between Putney and Mortlake has been very much more the focus, because it's now got the limelight and very much more television coverage and some good sponsorship and some money's going into it now.
Yes, it's an exciting time. It's exciting because this is our first year dealing with the women. It's good to support the women's side.
And you actually go down on the day of the big boat race in Easter?
I'm there for the whole week before, dealing with the men mainly. So it's quite an intense week.
Where are the practices done on the Thames, actually? Do they row the route during the week, if you like, some dummy runs or dummy races?
Not the full route. They have different things every day. So starts they do and different parts of the actual of the route. It's interesting, exciting.
Some of the general questions then. I mean, what sort of aches and pains? Without embarrassing anybody.
Tends to be a lot of lower back problems or rib aches, but usually we can catch them before they become an issue.
That's hopefully the thing, detection before there's a major event, that like a rupture of nave and maybe a hernia or something like that might occur.
We do quite an extensive screening at the start and every 4 or 5 weeks to try and see how they're moving, just to see if we can pick up any problems before they become a major issue.
And the screening would be done on a static rowing machine?
No, actually, I just generally just look at their basic range of movement, flexibility. Sometimes we put them on an erg, the rowing machine, just to see actually how they're sitting and how they're moving on it as well.
You're very qualified for this, of course, as well, Lindsay, but where did you learn to become a sports physio? A lot of people go to Loughborough for sports physiotherapy courses.
There weren't that many sports therapy degrees when I started. 10 years ago, I graduated from the University of Central Lancashire up in Preston. I think there were only 4 or 5 universities that offered the degree at the time. So, I was fortunate back then.
It's a job that people dream of doing, and not a lot of people can find positions.
No.
So this is great because for Cambridge it's very prestigious, and although we're townies rather than in the gown, if you like, we're not part of the university, but we'd still bat and gun for this city when it is the big boat race day. So you've established now, you've got into the facilities, but Janet, your story is that you also find work outside just supporting the rowers.
Yes, anybody can come and see Lindsay's a sports therapist or a physiotherapist at the boat club, and they can self-refer if they've got back injuries or they've got sporting injuries for other sports, if they're boxers or hockey players, rugby players. And Lindsay's also done sports therapy for the Scottish and the Tongan rugby teams at the last sports at World Games. So a lot of experience there. So now it's opened back up to the people of the area, not just the university students. So anybody can come for treatment there.
You've got a practice down in Hoxton.
Yep.
In South Cambridgeshire, hence South Cambridgeshire Physio. Do GPs in villages and practices around Cambridge that can refer people to you?
Yeah, we have a lot of referrals from GPs and consultants, and we work very closely with several consultants, especially in specialist areas, whether it's women's health and men's health, or whether it's with orthopaedics, or with people got hearing and dizziness problems. So we cover a range of physiotherapy. We've got specialists in various fields, and we work closely with the consultants who also specialise in those areas.
So you're working really that, how much of a proportion of your week are you doing that versus working with Cambridge University's boat team?
Well, Lindsay's in charge really of doing the boat team. So she's there 3 out of 5 days, and then she goes away with camp with them, and she goes to Eton and camp with them, to Spain on training sessions. So Lindsay's in charge of all of that side of things. I provide the backup physiotherapy and moral support and sorting out the other stuff that goes on with running a practice.
And Janet, obviously you're qualified. You worked in the NHS at the time when you got your qualifications. Mm-hmm. But you're working with Royal Mail at one time.
Yes, we did. We set up health and fitness centres and put in physiotherapy services for the Royal Mail, Cambridge, Stevenage, Colchester and Great Yarmouth. And that was looking at helping to reduce musculoskeletal absence from the Royal Mail and getting people treated quickly. So that was several years ago, but at that time it was about a 16 to 20 waiting list on the NHS if someone was off, if they had a back injury, especially if it was related to work. So the idea was to get people in and seen quickly, and that helped so many people.
Initiative, you don't think of the Royal Mail of actually probably wanting to spend any money doing that, but at that time there was a huge absenteeism with the Royal Mail and the postal service.
Yes, I think a lot of people at that time, if there was an injury, they just couldn't get treated anywhere except for at that time at the NHS. We are going back several years and things are very different now, but it was a service that was put in, and it was for all of the staff. It was for admin or HR or working the machines or in the main sorting offices, or you're out on the road in the vans, vehicles or on bikes. So it's open for everybody who worked there.
Because when you think about it, a postman's always on the move, sort of heaving in and out of seats, could be pulling backs, get back pain. Did it improve the number?
You know, absenteeism number of rates dropped dramatically.
Wow.
And also, they've got a huge admin support, and they're sat in front of computers all the time, so it helped with them too.
getting their posture upright, so they're not slouching shoulders back as well, which is always very important in life. And I have to say, although this is radio, your posture is very good, ladies, this morning. I can tell that it's something that you think about and care about and do. Lindsay, I'm thinking, though, that you must have very long summer holidays because there's the Lent term, the Michaelmas term, I forget what the other term is, and the university has, if you like, broken up and moved away. You must have nice long summer holidays.
I wish. I actually have to increase, well, I like to increase my clinic, my private clinic times over the summer. I tend to get, as soon as the boat race is finished, through to the start of the next season off from the boat club. We sometimes like to help them with the run up to Henley, which is also a good one to do, which is usually about July time.
Do Oxford and Cambridge meet at Henley in the regatta?
Different crews, actually. And we don't send... Some of the guys have to decide if they want to do it. It's not up to the coach. The guys have to put themselves forward for it, so to speak. Yes, it's quite a good one to do.
Is it generally college boats?
It can be for Henley. It can be international. Yep, can be from all over.
And American teams send them.
Yes, yes.
Guys and girls, indeed, over to do some sculling at Henley.
And town clubs as well, not necessarily universities. There's lots of town clubs in Cambridge, and several of the town clubs will go to Henley to race as well.
So one of the aspects then is I might be playing on a muddy recreation ground in one of the villages around Cambridgeshire, and I haven't warmed up properly, and I'm probably in the second 11 football team these days. I'd be certainly much in the seniors. But I go and pull something in my ankle, my left ankle's hurting me. I could, if you like, refer myself directly to your sports therapy talents then, Lindsay.
Yes, and you could come and see me at the boat club. You do not contact the boat club itself, but contact South Cambridge Physiotherapy at Hoxton, which you can find online, and we can book you in through there for an initial consultation, and we can do an assessment, and we can get a bit of a protocol and long-term plan for you.
Is that done in Hoxton or at the boat club?
At the boat club for myself, but we do have another range of physios at Hoxton that specialise in different things as well.
So you actually have an annex, if you like, an area of the new boat club building, because you've just recently moved in, as we mentioned earlier on. This is a brand new development.
With the advent of the women's crews and the men's crews coming together to do all their land training in one building, they had to make some developments to the boat club. So hence we had to move out while developments were occurring. But now we've got this lovely room, it's all been painted up, and we've got all our equipment in there, and bit by bit we're getting it all stocked up. So it's a lovely place to work. Very, very fortunate to work there, right by the river.
Quite near to Newmarket here, and I'm thinking away from boats, there's the world of horse racing and jockeys at Newmarket. They must need an army and team of physiotherapists as well. Have you ever done anything in that area?
We don't tend to see many jockeys, but we do see other equestrian people. Dressage, eventing, all sorts.
There's a lot of hunting that goes around here as well, and there's three polo clubs. So there's a lot of horses and people who ride horses, and they get some really serious injuries. All the people who ride horses are very, very keen to get back to their horse riding ASAP. So whether it's a dressage competition, or they got thrown, whether they're going over a hedge in a hunt, or whatever the situation is, we do see quite a lot of that group. But they welcome, they can come to the boat club or to Hoxton. The jockeys themselves have people allocated to them, to a lot of the different families who will look after a group of jockeys. But, we see a wide range of sports.
Quite serious injuries. It can be pelvic fractures.
Yeah. And people who can fracture the pelvis in three or four places and doesn't put them off, they're back on their horses again, and next time it might be a dislocated shoulder or a fractured knee or whatever. They get some big injuries, the horse riders.
Well, you're sitting in the saddle, you're moving with the horse, there's a lot of compression up and down the human body as we react and move. So you're not a sack of potatoes in a horse, of course, you're moving and flowing with the horse. I guess some people want to get back in the saddle much quicker than you as a physiotherapist would recommend.
That can be the case. I mean, horse riders are often very fit because it's actually very good exercise. You're working all the muscles in the body. So they tend to have very, for example, good posture. They have good back muscles. But they're very keen to get back. Any person who's in sport often does. But I think horse riders are definitely a special group of people.
True grit.
True grit.
Something like that. Isn't it about John Wayne all those years ago?
True grit, yes.
Ladies, thank you very much. We were talking there to Janet Rosie and to Lindsay McQuatt, who are here today from South Cam's Physiotherapy.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yes, thank you.